For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. An Amazon distribution center is rumored to be coming to Dothan. Published reports say work on the site located on Kelly Drive has already begun, and once complete, the facility will employ around 200 workers. Dothan city leaders have declined comments, signing a non-disclosure agreement, but if it's true, the Dothan location would be the fifth Amazon distribution center in Alabama. Mayor David Hayes says construction on the new Geneva City Hall is right on schedule. Work began in September for the building that will give more space to the city workers and to the police department. WDHN reports that project is set to be finished by this September, possibly by August, with enough good weather. And former President Trump and President Biden will win their respective party primaries in Georgia, according to multiple sources. With the Georgia win, President Biden has secured enough delegates to be his party's nominee, while former President Trump's win in Washington State gave him enough delegates to lock in the GOP nomination. A Covington County Corrections deputy is in the hospital after being attacked by an inmate at the jail this week. Records show inmate Donald Bergens attacked the deputy Monday and caused significant injuries. No word on why he attacked that deputy. Bergens was in the county jail for failure to appear and third-degree escape. Two local women accused of lying to police about a sexual assault. WDHN reports a 19-year-old woman first reported the assault at a hospital last month. Detectives say they found inconsistencies in her story, as well as a 26-year-old woman who was a witness to the false report. The person accused of the assault has been cleared of any wrongdoing. Former U.S. Congressman and Dothan native Terry Everett has passed away. Everett joined the U.S. Air Force in 1955 and was first elected to Congress in 1992 and served for 16 years. Governor Kay Ivey said that Everett died peacefully at his home in Rehoboth Tuesday morning. He was 87. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.